All right, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back. Farm Talk, I'm Mick Kerr. Tomorrow and Wednesday, we'll be at the Fargo Dome at the Northern Ag Expo, broadcasting from Agro Valley Solutions booth. It should be a great couple of days. Hope to see you there. So today, we'll check in with Bill Moore of the Price Futures Group. Bill, we got some up and down today. Markets are, depending on what market you're in, going in all directions today.
Yeah, it's a little bit something for everybody today. I guess that's probably a good thing. There are a lot of bears out there. I'm not one of them, but they got the wheat down. Soy's looking real good, up 24. And look at the chart of the beans. It's pretty amazing. Sitting up there right off the highs, going all the way back to mid-September, just off the 1470 mark. Probably one thing that helped that today was the 10 a.m. exports. They were 2 million metric tons. And, you know, they're creeping up there. I mean, last week was 2.4, so could be the sharp drop in the U.S. dollar we've seen here in the last month or two. Maybe it's going to help us get some of the export business back. But so I think that's why that's what jumps out at me in the beans today, the upside leader, obviously, with corn unchanged and wheat down 17. So certainly helping those inspections at 10 o'clock. The overriding factor coming in today after the long Thanksgiving holiday, kind of a funky week last week, was the problem in China with COVID. It's been rumored for a long time that they've had an outbreak, and now it's really getting bad, and they're rioting in the streets over there. You don't hear that too often about a communist country. And just an indication how bad things are. So the world's kind of on edge as to what's going to happen. They're not, you know, the communists don't stand for that. They're going to probably put their foot down, but people aren't quite sure what they're going to do. So that's been a negative across the board, although the soys have fought their way back with the help of the export number and the corn kind of in the middle, pushed up by the soys and held down by the wheat. So kind of middle ground for that. The other thing, big factor, and again, this China deal is just another indication that we've had a really bad run of exports. But maybe we're getting to the end of the tunnel on that with the number we had in beans today. And actually, last week, and I think the sales in corn were pretty good, so we might be coming to turn in the corner there. The other thing is the Brazilian bean crop is, of course, this is old news, but they were supposed to be a record for the longest time. They're saying it's a record. Well, we'll see. You know, they're just getting planted over there. It's a long way from in, and we'll see what happens. Meanwhile, the market has dialed in a little bit of a record crop, so anything under that is going to be a disappointment to the market. It's not all doom and gloom for the markets. If you look at the corn market, the March corn, it's, I mean, my God, we're 30 cents off the $7 mark. How many years in the past where we've given our IT for $7 corn? So, you know, the market is in a holding pattern, but at a high level, which is, you know, is a good thing. So, again, the Brazilian crop, maybe it isn't as big as they say. Friday sales, just like I mentioned last week, on Friday came out a day late, 1.85 million metric tons. Thursday inspections this morning, 2.0 in the soy. We're coming on a little bit there. The ethanol demand is getting better for corn. So whereas the export demand has been tough, the domestic demand for corn is good. Strong basis, farmers not selling, so that's helping that. I mentioned the ethanol demand is good. The biggest thing is the stocks. When you get a sideways market, you get push and pull from the good and the bad. And obviously, the exports have been soft. They're looking for record South America, but offsetting that is, again, a good cash basis here in the U.S. for corn and beans, and also 6-7 year low stocks. The crops last year in both hemispheres did not improve the stocks. They went the other way, and that's supporting this market. Again, you got soy's 1458 just off the $15 mark, and corn 670 just off the $7 mark. We'll take that.
And range-bound trade at these high levels, like you said, it doesn't take much to push the market lower, but it seems like these markets bounce back. Are we going to stay in this range-bound trade for until early 23? What do you see, Bill?
Yeah, I think it could. You know, it's just, we're going to wait and see how the soybean crop turns out. Is this green corridor deal going to stay good? I mean, I know they renewed it for 4 months, but, you know, Russia, who knows with them and Putin, a crazy man. You know, the exports have showed signs of coming back to life. I don't know. It just feels like it's just impressive that we're holding at a congestion area at such a high level with everything we've had. We just finished harvest, the harvest pressure. We just renewed the Ukraine grain corridor deal. That was a negative. The U.S. is tipping on the verge of a recession. That's a negative. It's a lot of negatives, and this market's holding just under 15 in soy, just under 7 in corn. To me, that's an impressive thing.
Yeah, and one of the main reasons I'm sure you remain bullish.
Right. I mean, it is what it is. You know, I mean, I've been doing this loot too a long time. Just look at the last 10 years. How many times were we getting our darn IT for this level of corn and beans? I mean, you know, think about it. So It's something to reckon with and to think about.
You know, and for the farmers who don't have livestock, who don't have chores to do, they now are entering the months where they do a lot of thinking. So there's something good to think about for sure. All right, Bill, on the livestock side, we got a lot of red ink, a lot of bleeding going on the livestock side.
Yeah, it's a kind of ugly. A couple things to look at in the livestock. The cattle market, for instance, is down today, and there's some hope for the cattle. Now, the cattle had, if you look at the chart, these cattle, they had a key reversal just 3 days ago. They went up to new highs just over 154.50 and had a lower close. I guess that would have been last Wednesday. So those you can't always take those to the bank. But then we followed with a lower close Friday, and the market's lower again today. So does that mean there's a top end after a heck of a run in these cattle? Could be. But if you look at the production numbers in the first half of 2023, they're reported to be under the previous year. So the jury's out. A lot of people are saying this is a correction of buying the cattle. So we'll see what happens. Hog market, not so sanguine an outlook in my opinion. If you look at the chart of these hogs, getting hammered today down $1.60. I think the market's got a downside breakout. You know, you got to pay attention to these charts. About half my stuff is based on the charts. And I'm looking in the market right now. It's the lowest it's been going back to mid-October. Congested for a long time. Hogs did between, let's say, 90 and 83 back and forth. And today it's the lowest it's been in the last 6 weeks. So that's a weak cash market. Maybe the demand's a little suspect because of the economy kind of teetering. And the hog market looks to be pointing down for the time being.
And regarding back to China here, there's all, you know, like I said, protests in the street, a lot of uncertainty, but is it possible that China could actually relax their zero tolerance COVID restrictions and maybe let, you know, this can't go on forever. Just maybe they can do what US of A has done, get back to normal.
Yeah, these communist countries, you know, people, we just don't, we have it so good over here in the United States, and we were the best country so far, head and shoulders above anybody else. So it's hard to say that the communists, they'll do what they want. If they don't care how many people are demonstrating, it's a different deal over there. But, I think what's happening is that people are dying because of the restrictions are so strict that when they have medical emergencies and this and that, they don't get to the people in time. And that's why they're demonstrating. It's just not right. But the Communist Party is saying what they're going to do, a communist country, boy, it's just hard to predict that.
You know, Bill, last week a economist told me that the U.S. economy is the cleanest shirt in a basket of dirty laundry. So,
well, you know, we've had a 5,000-point rally in the Dow Jones, and everybody's crying recession and what if and this and that. So that's encouraging, you know, and the dollar's come down almost 1,000 points. So there's some encouraging things there. You always kind of want to look on the bright side, and there's some things to make you feel good there that maybe we'll still be raising these rates, but maybe not as often and not as much here in the next 6 months.
Yeah, all I want for Christmas is a little resurgence in the U.S. economy. So maybe we can
That'd be a great thing, sir.
Indeed. Bill Moore, Price Futures Group. How do farmers get a hold of you to chat marketing?
Yeah, 630-947-5176, wmooreprice.com. Check out my newsletter, Agmaster, or www.pricegroup.com, the company website. Check out my bio. I've been at it since the 70s. I'd love to talk to you.
Great. Appreciate it. And hope you have a great week, Bill. We'll chat with you next week.
Always a pleasure, Mickey. Take care, young man.
I will do it. You the same. All right. It's coming up on the bottom of the hour, and we have an inspiring story for you. It involves suicide, veteran suicide, PTSD, snakes in the head, all things discussed next segment right here. Stick around. This is Farm Talk in the North Dakota Corn Council studio.